You know, Robin Sachs and I talked about it a little bit on last night's show about the National Enquirer. At one time, you picked up the National Enquirer when you were in line at the grocery store or the doctor's or dentist's office, and you looked at the dopey celebrity stories that were there, and they still have the dopey celebrity stories. But one thing that has changed about the National Enquirer is its quality of reporting, quality of its investigative journalism. All you have to do is look at the John Edwards case, look at the reporting on Holloway, Anthony, JonBenet Ramsey, you name it. Those in the mainstream media and even some cable news shows and cable crime shows could learn a lesson from the National Enquirer and some of the reporters that are there. They have a huge subscriber base, you name it, a lot bigger than some of the cable news shows have for audience members. Be fair when you do your investigations. Take a look at the story. Verify, 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 like Ronald Reagan used to say, and maybe your credibility will someday turn back to what it was and be just as good as the National Enquirer has been doing. Thumbs up to the National Enquirer for some of the stories they've been doing. I don't care about some of the celebrity stuff that's on the pages of the National Enquirer, but they have been doing good investigative journalism, and I hope they continue. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.